The MHSAA High School Basketball Playoffs are on 95.9 The Power Cow. Our live coverage of this basketball postseason is brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Time Coffee, Soft Water, AeroQuip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Performance Automotive Northwest, Bucked Up Energy, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group and Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Fuller's Chem Dry, East Jackson Community Schools, Napoleon Schools, Columbia School District, Hanover Horton Schools, and Lomar Machine and Tool. Enjoy this broadcast of live high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow and online at 959thepowercow.com, or download our mobile app for free and listen there.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, we're coming to you live from Harper Creek High School, Battle Creek, Michigan. Site of the quarterfinals in Division IV, Concord Yellow Jackets in the house tonight, taking on Byron Center Zion Christian. I love when there's a bunch of names. It always makes me have to kind of wrestle between what do I want to call them in the shorthand.
Well, they're called Zion in the program. I think that's as easy as any.
But Byron Center on the scoreboard.
Well, there you go.
But Zion on the shirts. Anyway, either way, they are the opponent for the Concord Yellow Jackets tonight. Glad to be here and following Concord basketball. One of two Jackson area teams still alive here in the postseason. And boy, did they pull in a high-quality officiating crew.
They do
for the
have
game
an
tonight.
Huffman is here. I mean, anybody—it's anybody in the officiating world is here, and maybe standing right in front of us.
We're minutes away from the game tonight. Yellow Jackets come in 21-4 overall. They ended up 13-1 in the league, tied for first. I think they end up the tiebreaker. They come in second, but only one loss in the regular season in their conference. A couple of other losses outside, but they've won 10 of their last 11, including their game at the regional final over conference foe Reading, and beat them handily 52-22. Concord never in trouble in that one. It was a chance to really kind of display what they do well. Reading came out immediately double-teaming Grace Thorez at 6'2". She is a force down on the block. Slowed her down offensively a little bit, but they were able to pick up that slack, and what Thorez did most impressively was defend the paint on the defensive end. She was just almost a six-plus blocks, I think we had her at with, and just a force down there. If you got past your guard defending you, well, there wasn't anything waiting for you at the rim, and that's how they held Reading to 22 points by just having a great backside help defense.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed watching that Concord team that at the regional finals. You mentioned they double-teamed Thorez. Hannah Steimer, we said, man, Hannah's going to get some open looks, and she did, and she was knocking them down.
Yeah.
Of course, Brady Lehman was doing her thing, and I was really impressed with C.C. Barrett's athleticism. She was kind of like the Swiss Army knife, getting boards, scoring some, playing good D. They were impressive, Steve.
You mentioned Brady Lehman, our player of the game that night, basically filling out every category of the stat sheet wherever she needed to. Points, rebounds, assists, and steals, and I think that's going to be one of their best tools in the game tonight. If she can get some steals, turn those into points on the other end, well, that just a feather in the cap of Concord and a chance for them to get a lead and maybe hang on to it, because I think Zion is not going to have to double-team Thorez down on the block. They've got some bigs. They've got a little bit of length themselves, so they may play her one-on-one, which means maybe not as many open looks for the Steimer brothers. That's a wrestling reference. I had to say it. Not as many open looks for the Steimers and the other shooters on the wings. So we'll see what they could do otherwise. And, again, I saw Thorez out here getting a lot of tips pregame from her brothers, part of the coaching staff, working with her one-on-one. So her post moves are going to be at their peak tonight. And so maybe there will be a chance for her to go one-on-one on the blocks and just – start things up from the big perspective.
And Steve, I kind of want to go back to Brady Lehman for a minute, because she's that player that I love, because she makes every other player on her team better. Like, she's super unselfish, and just watching her play, not only is she making her teammates better, but that's the kind of player that creates a championship team. And here you said we're in the quarterfinals. I would argue that this is perhaps the most pressure of the games that you play. Because if you win this one, you get to go to the Brez. So instead of playing in a high school gym, all of a sudden you're on the Spartan floor.
Yeah.
And that's where things get exciting. So to me, this was always the big one.
Yeah, we tend to use the term semifinals, but another term that makes it feel even bigger is calling it the Final Four. And that's what you're trying to get into right now, this Elite Eight matchup. You're looking to get to the Final Four, and this is a big one. And I don't want to point ahead to what's looming with the winner taking on the winner of a game between you and Trout Creek and St. Ignace, who's currently ranked number one in MHSAA power rankings. No one's thinking about that because you got to get past tonight. But, yeah, it just gets bigger from here on out. And like you said, pressure tonight to go to that chance to play where the Spartans play.
Yeah, and you do that, and depending on what time you get, school gets off a half a day, and it's just a huge. And Concord's already, we talked about it last game, such a community. In fact, I saw a couple Concord people earlier that I know, and I asked them if they had relatives on the team, and they're like, no, just a community that we kind of stick together. And
yeah.
We mentioned that last game, and it's true.
Well, we were talking, you and I talking about the enrollment at Zion. The whole town must be here. Just somebody turned the lights off before they left. That's
yeah,
a pretty full stand over there.
It is. And Coach saying that they have under 100 people in their whole building.
Yeah.
So not often that Concord gets to show up to a game and be twice the other team's enrollment. Because Concord, I think, maybe has 175, 180, somewhere in there.
Yeah. A ton. Well, hey, let's take a three-minute break here on the pregame. When we come back, we'll grab the starting lineups, get closer to tip-off. Concord and Zion playing for the chance to go to the Breslin Center on Thursday. 5:30 would be the scheduled tip-off for that one. We're back in 3 minutes on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
We can all think of a successful business, and we know that those businesses have a comprehensive plan. Let County National Bank Wealth Management help you put together a comprehensive plan for your life. Whether that's leaving money to children or to a charity or traveling wherever you want, come meet with us, and we can help you plan, prepare, and prosper throughout your life.
Spring cleanup is easy when you have the right equipment from Performance Automotive Northwest. From John Deere lawn tractors, mowers, and the parts and accessories you need to keep them moving. Also steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and trimmers. Plus Husqvarna weed trimmers and Honda mowers. Yard work becomes less like work.
Get your lawn mowers and tractors ready for spring with their John Deere Ready to Mow mobile service. And blade sharpened at Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road by Meyer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704 for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership.
high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame here as the Concord Yellow Jackets get set to take on Byron Center Zion Christian. They were 20-6 overall in the regular season, 5-2 in their conference, which put them in third. But they beat first place Muskegon Catholic Central in the district, so they've avenged that. They were, I believe, the only team remaining alive from their conference, so they ended up proving them all wrong or whatever, you know, third place in the regular season. But they move on. They've won 10 straight, including the playoffs, and they get here in their regional final. They had a 38-37 overtime win over Climax Scotts to find themselves here. Brian, who's the starting lineup for the Mountaineers?
Well, for the Mountaineers, Steve, we have five girls that I don't know if any of their names are pronounced how they're spelled, so good luck to you tonight. But they have one sophomore, and that's Kenley Duesman, three juniors, including Jada Steenbergen, Audra Kapteen, and Sadie Knott. And then the lone senior for Zion Christian is Sam Deutschman.
There you go. So kind of similar to Concord in the makeup there. A little bit of youth and some senior leadership on the floor as well. How about for Concord? Who's starting tonight for the Yellow Jackets?
Well, for Concord, we have our pair of Steimer sisters. That's senior Hannah and sophomore Haley. We have C.C. Barrett, the junior. Brady Lehman, sophomore, the player of the game last game for us. And Grace Torres, the senior. When we don't have their heights, but what are we going to say, 6'2"?
Yeah, 6'2", and I'm trying to recall where I saw that from. Maybe it was on the MHSAA site as they kind of had their little preparation for the quarterfinal. And I alluded to a number of the things they said. I mentioned Grace Torres. I had a conversation with her, a Grace Torres fan last, I believe it was on... The day after the regional final, and I was in the studio and got a call looking for the replay of the game on the internet, which, by the way, if you're interested in finding any of our games from the year, FoxSports1019.com, High School Sports tab, WKHM.com, same. There's a High School Sports tab at the top of the screen. Click that, and every game we've done all year is right there, and this game will even be up there by the end of the night. So if you're listening now and you end up wanting a replay, that'll be there for you. Anyways, had a nice conversation with her. Grace is, I think, the youngest of 10 kids. So that's a pretty broad swath. As I mentioned, I think it's her brother, Christopher, who's on the bench with him. He's the big guy there on the bench and working on the post moves pregame. And I don't want to go into the story. It was touching, but Grace's name comes from a particular blessing that they feel like they have from her. So it was nice to talk to somebody who was just proud of their kid having a great season. Of course, it's their last chance to go out there and put some more hardware in the trophy case at Concord, and I'm looking forward to this game.
If the rest of the Torreses are as tall as both Grace and Christopher, can you imagine how many gallons of milk that family went through?
Yeah, right? It's something I didn't think about until I was a parent buying milk. But we had one athlete in my house drinking milk, and we were going through it much more than I expected to. So thinking of me as a kid
the
and the cereal.
House?
My daughter.
Oh. I thought you meant your house growing up.
No. And yeah, I appreciate you trying to get ready to take a shot at me there. But
well, that's what we do.
We were an athletes, man. Just a Saturday morning cereal in front of the cartoons on TV was all it took to use up a lot of milk at our house. But thank goodness it was affordable. And my mom made sure we had plenty of milk. Well, in this case, we'll see if the milk drinking paid off in the Torres household for Grace and the Concord Yellow Jackets as we get set for the game as the Stars and Stripes unfurl from the ceiling. I'd forgotten that aspect of things here at Harper Creek High School. It really is a great place to have these games. Great gymnasium. It looks great. The school itself is beautiful. The staff here is always great to us. So thank you again to Melissa and Jess and the team in the athletic department here for getting us a great location to broadcast this game from. And we'll get you the tip-off coming up. Let's take a three-minute break here on the pregame. When we come back, tip-off time. Concord and Byron Center Zion Christian on 95.9 The Power Cow.
need plastics? Auro Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Auro Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at auro.com/plastics.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson's only Carrier factory authorized service dealer. 787-6984.
At County National Bank, your financial goals are our priority. The CMB Mortgage Team offers personalized service, connecting you directly with CMB loan officers for expert guidance.
We are committed to helping you choose the right loan, ensuring you make informed decisions that fit your budget. At CMB, we minimize your risks so you can confidently achieve your homeownership goals.
Experience the County National Bank difference. Find a list of our locations online at cmbb.bank.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Steve Boyle, Brian Ains, the professor, as he's affectionately known on our broadcast. Watching the starting lineups get introduced on the floor. Just getting moments away from tipping this one off at Harper Creek High School, Concord, the Yellow Jackets. And the Byron Center Zion Christian Mountaineers.
It's interesting, Steve. We always kind of like looking at, the players in warm-up line, see what kind of demeanor they have. Tell you what, the Concord girls pregame were super loose. I was over talking to Coach. They were dancing, having a good time. I just feel like this is fun for them, and that's the way you play your best ball. Have a good time.
I agree. I used to try to tell that to my daughter's teams when they're playing volleyball, and they'd get a little behind or have something go wrong and tighten right up and get all serious. I'm like, you guys are way better when you're having fun and loose and making plays. And let's see if that translates here for Concord. I'll tell you what, Zion looks they look kind of serious.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the Steenbergen versus Lehman matchup. Two point guards that kind of play similar, get a lot of steals, kind of lead their teams in assists.
It's Audrey Captain in the circle against Thoras, and Thoras gets the tap, but it goes right to one of the Christian players and missed opportunity on the layup attempt, rebounded by Thoras, and here come the Yellow Jackets the other way. They get it into Brady Lehman's hands out near the jump, the 10-foot circle for the volleyball court. And now it's Barrett at the top. She works to the right elbow into the corner. Steimer will clear it out of there. That is Haley Steimer. Left side, Hannah Steiner fires a triple, no good, long rebound. Barrett keeps it down on the Concord end of the court. Into traffic, down to the block. Thoras had it, but They're going to double down on her all night, and she's got to keep that out of their paws. Knocked away, jump ball, and the arrow will stay with Concord.
Yeah, you can tell early what Zion's or Byron Center, whatever we're going to call them, strategy is. Their guards are just going to dig down when Torres gets it.
Barrett out on the wing. Goes to the right wing. Now into the corner for Hannah Steimer. Or Haley Steimer, excuse me. And now Lehman out trying to float it down to Torres. They're going to double team. And another jump ball tie-up. This time going the Mountaineers' way. And, yeah, again, they go to Torres on the block. Looks like she's got an advantage down there, but they're doubling down. She's going to have to be a passer quick out of there, finding some open players on the wings. Full court pressure here by Concord. Broken and runner in the lane off the back window by Zion. It's Sam Deutschman. And it's good for two and a lead for the Mountaineers. Barrett gets it over the timeline for the Yellow Jackets. Into the elbow, into the wing. Back to the top for Lehman. She'll look to drive. Now into the left side for Haley Steimer, top for Barrett. She works her way in, a little running jump hook. Great looking shot, missed it though. Rebounded by Torres, the putback no good, and rebounded, but stolen away, loose on the floor, recovered by Steimer. Barrett with an open jumper, and buries it. Three-pointer! C.C. Barrett gets Concord on the board in the lead, 3-2 after the triple out of a scramble on the floor.
Man, C.C. caused that steal too.
Back the other way for the Mountaineers, and it's not at the high post. Thora's out to check her, and it's knocked loose for a moment. Now we're going to get a whistle, and let's see who that foul is going to be against. They're going to get that on Haley Steimer. Her first team first. She's the younger of the two Steimer sisters on the floor. Inbound from the baseline for Zion, and they get a runner into the lane and off the window. Inbound play works perfectly, and that is Sam Deutschman again. She's got four. So does Zion Christensen, or Christian, excuse me. And Steimer driving out of the block and another jump ball tie-up. This time it stays with Concord. That's our third jump ball in the first 2 minutes of this game. 6:06 to play, 4-3 Mountaineers.
And it's the third time where two people from Zion Christian has gone after the ball.
Lehman gets it into the lane for Torres. And on the double down, we're going to have someone come down and commit a foul. It looks like that's going to go against Jada Steenbergen. And that'll, they are going to call that on the shot. She hadn't really got a chance to take the shot, but she was getting the act of shooting, I suppose. And that'll send Thoras to the line where she was pretty good, as I recall, in that regional final game. And I think I was right. She hits that one and ties it up at four with 6:04 to play. 4-4 tie. Concord with a chance to go ahead here with Grace Thoras at the free throw stripe.
Yeah, Thoras had gone 2-for-3 last game.
That one was all the way in and rattled out. So she'll split that pair, but we're tied at four. And now Steenbergen into the front court for Mountaineers down. And what did Grace Thoras do about six times last week? Block shot. Gets the loose ball picked up on the outlet. It's stolen. Thoras will rebound the miss. And we'll get a foul against the Mountaineers. Thoras big down on the block. Height advantage is evident here early.
I like Torres just staying kind of under the basket. She can kind of be like a one-person zone, really.
Yeah, and she does a great job of not leaving her feet and just kind of going up and using her length to block shots, not, you know, elevating and swinging through on blocks. Torres at the top right now with the ball. Hands off to Hannah Steimer into the right side for Barrett. She knocked out a triple earlier. She drives baseline, picks up the dribble, skips it across. Brady Lehman open in the corner for three. Got it! Triple Lehman, and it's 7-4 Concord. 5:20 to play. We're still in the first quarter here. Action packed already. Concord set up full court pressure, but it's broken down every time, but it's really sped the Mountaineers up, Brian, and maybe that's all they're looking for. And Brady Lehman able to pick off the pass across the lane, looking to run up the floor now. No numbers, but she puts the pressure on, drops it out for Steimer for three. Short. Rebounded Mountaineers, and that is Kenley Duzma with the rebound. She gives it away to Steenberg and bring it up the floor. Pressured by Barrett all the way up. Working to the right wing. Hands off. Duzma there gets a screen into the lane. Spins and it's knocked away. And stolen by Concord on the run out. Steimer ahead of everyone. She's got to hold up a minute for the pass. Gets the layup up. No good. Haley Steimer cleaning the glass for Hannah's missed layup. Steimer team there. 9-4 Concord. And a timeout from the Byron Center Zion Christian bench. The Mountaineers need to talk it over. 30-second break. We'll take a 30-second commercial. 4:29 to play in the first. 9-4 Concord on the Power Cow.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Out of timeout, Concord setting up into full court press again, and they get it inbounds to the defense and kind of back it off. So it's it was Captain takes the inbound pass, gives it back to Deutschman, knocked away from her briefly. Now under pressure from Steimer, Steenbergen at the top. She looks to drive, gets into the elbow, backs it out on the wing, show and go, dribble, jump shot off the dribble for Sam Deutschman, and missed on the rebound. We get a jump ball tie-up. It'll stay here with the Mountaineers. That's our fourth jump ball of the game so far.
Steve, I do like what Concord's doing. They're double-teaming Jada Steenbergen to make somebody else have to initiate the offense, and that's kind of it's a good plan. You know, I'm sure that's something that Zion Christian may not have seen this year.
And there on the inbounds, good hands by Barrett. You mentioned she's kind of a she's a great athlete, and that case getting up into the passing lane, nearly able to catch it. Almost an interception. They inbound from the baseline. The cutter comes in off the run. Shot goes up. Good body control for Deutschman to get that fading to the side, but to get it off the window and score at 9-6. Open three on the other end for Concord is Steimer. She misses, and on the rebound, Steenberg going to pull it down. Look to dribble up. Barrett got her hand in the cookie jar there. Almost a knock away.
Oh,
they're
going to
call it off of her, so it effectively gets the turnover off of Steenbergen's fingers on the sideline. And Barrett will inbound for Concord, leading 9-6, 3:50 to play in the first. Yellow jacket ball. Brady Lehman takes the inbound. Works over to the left wing, now crosses back over to the right side. Barrett making a move down the baseline, makes the catch anyway. And the floater's good, and it's 11-6. Another assist towards the eventual record, I think, for Brady Lehman on that pass.
How confident is CeCe Barrett looking tonight, too?
Yeah, she looks like she knows exactly what she wants to do. She's had multiple hands in the, you know, knockaways, and there she makes a block. Looked like Steenbergen had a step. Barrett blocks it now. She's got the ball running the other way up the left sideline. Stops at the three-point line. I thought she was about to pull it. Lehman will take a triple. Front rim, rebounded Barrett. And double-teaming as she tries to pass it out. We're going to get some hands in there, and we're going to foul against the Mountaineers. And I think we got that one on Knott. 3:08. She better not commit any more fouls here in the first quarter. 11-6 Concord.
I'm afraid not. Okay, we're done.
That's it. That's not the last one, I promise. Lehman name up from the baseline for Concord. Zips it into the paint for Barrett. She has to back it out. Steimer. Haley to Lehman. Now back to Hannah Steimer. Barrett right wing down to the block for Thoris. Quickly gets the shot up. It's almost grabbed by Concord, but the Mountaineers will clear it. Looking to fire it up the floor. And Lehman got her hand in the passing lane. It's going to go out of bounds. And it'll stay Mountaineer ball. They've made a substitution. Also, Ruby Knott, freshman, on the floor here for the Mountaineers. And also coming in to replace Thorez for a moment is Arbuckle for Concord.
I tell you, Steenbergen wanted to get rid of that ball, and that's what CeCe Barrett is just on her like a blanket right now, and she kind of threw that pass as a bad pass, but looked like she just wanted to get rid of it.
Steenbergen from the baseline gives it into the corner. Barrett guarding, or excuse me, Arbuckle on not there. Barrett's going to stay on Steenbergen, pressuring her the whole way out here in the perimeter. 11-6, Concord leads on the defense right now. Not Ruby there, gets it to the left side. Deutschman hands off, and we get an offensive foul. So Deutschman hands off and then kind of leans into that defender. Offensive foul or moving screen, if you will. Sends it the other way. Concord ball. Yeah. Four team fouls now on Byron Center.
And two of them on Deutschman, who has all their points.
11-6 Concord in front here. Winner goes on to face the winner of a game happening tonight also between UN Trout Creek and St. Ignace. Both those teams 25-1. Didn't lose in their league all year, so That's a tough matchup waiting for the winner of this one. Concord right now in front by five with 2:24 to play in the first quarter. First quarter is brought to you by Concord Community Schools. As Hannah Steimer does what she was doing on Wednesday, knocks down a triple. And it's a 14-6 lead for the Yellow Jackets.
All set up by Brady Lehman.
There's penetration by Deutschman. Gets down to the baseline, has to back it out. And an open triple for Byron Center. Rattles around. I thought that was down. Good-looking jumper, though, for a captain. Just couldn't get it to go. Barrett's got it now for Concord. She looks to penetrate on the drive. An offensive foul against Barrett, leaning in with that shoulder as she goes on the drive.
That's too bad because that was going to be Deutschman's third. They had somebody at the bench at the scorer's table waiting to get Deutschman out. I thought they were going to pick up three. Good job from Barrett to take it to her, though. That was a 50-50.
Yeah, you know, we saw a few of those in the Big Ten tournament get called like that, and, you know, someone made a comment to me and said, you know, they weren't set. That's not the only way you can commit an offensive foul, but in that case, certainly it was one of those, like you said, 50-50, and it went for the offensive player. Look at Barrett with a steal. She's on tonight for sure. Brings it up the floor for the Yellow Jackets on the left wing. Surveying, now she looks to drive, makes the double team come, gets it out to Haley Steimer, drives to go to Hannah Steimer in the passing lane and taking it all the way down for the layup drill. Missed it too strong, maybe a little extra energy in Audra Captain with the missed layup, rebounded and taken to the other end for Concord.
It's 2 point blank misses for Zion Christian today.
Yeah. Brady Lehman there with one of those, I'm going to pass it, then decided against it, then commits the travel. So she'll give it back to Byron Center. 14-6, Concord still in front, 68 seconds to play in the first quarter. Captain right in front of us here, working against Hannah Steimer. Gets a screen. No, a hand up and knock away. Trying to get it to Steinberg, and Barrett and Steimer are just denying everything out there. Barrett's tireless, too. She's been running the entire quarter and doesn't even look like she's fatigued at all. I could be wrong, but not against Torres here at the high post. Backs it out to Ruby Knott. Left side Steinberg, and they're going to double her there. She does get it away from the double team. Ruby Knott to the high post for the other Knott, Sadie. Steinberg out the dribble, pulls up a triple and drills it. Where's that been? Cuts the lead to five.
That was kind of a forced shot, but fortunate for her that it went in.
Time running out there. Brady Lehman's holding it down for one for Concord, leading 14-9. Changes speeds on the dribble, gets it in. Open look for Haley Steimer. She gives it up to Hannah, 8 seconds. There's Brady Lehman popping open for a triple. Fires, hits! Big bucket, Brady Lehman, 17-9 Concord. Time runs out in the first quarter. Perfectly executed. I don't know if that's a play they ran or just worked out that way, but wide open triple.
Assist to the cheering section from Zion Christian because they tried to pull the old 3-2-1 when really there was 5 seconds to go. And it led to a Lehman bucket three. Here we go.
Let's take 60 seconds here till the second quarter. 17-9, Concord leads on 95.9, the Power Cow.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704 for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and our first quarter of the game brought to you by Concord Community Schools. Small school, big opportunities. They'll be on with us for the third quarter again. And we appreciate their sponsorship supporting Concord basketball. Right now, comfortably in front, early in the game still. A lot of time to play. Concord looking good in the first quarter. We mentioned they looked loose. Brian, 17 first quarter points is a nice number.
Yeah, everybody contributing.
Look at them move the ball to Barrett, feeding Thorez on the block for an easy one. And great concentration by Thorez to finish that. We've seen some point blank misses by both teams early. So making that gives them a 10-point lead and more than double their opponents. And now through traffic and a knockaway by Barrett again. Hannah Steimer with the loose ball. Barrett on the wing, giving it up to the top for Thorez. Now Barrett gets it back in the corner, feeding Thorez on the block. A knockaway. Lehman secures it back for Concord. Barrett skip pass to Hannah Steimer. Haley in the corner. Hannah Steimer now. Back out to the top. Lehman will reset with 7:09 on the first half clock. Crossover Lehman gets into traffic, picks it up. Almost traveled, but gets it away to Barrett. Barrett moving around to the middle. Hannah Steimer from the wing. Crosses, drives, gets a step off the window. Missed the shot, but draws the foul. Nice job by Concord. So far, it looks like they have the ability to penetrate against the Zion defense here.
Yeah, Concord, I like their patience right now. They're not forcing anything. Just moving the ball around until they finally see an opening. Because it's pretty rare. Am I forgetting anything? Because I don't think I've seen Concord take a bad shot.
No, not at all.
It's pretty rare in high school basketball where, especially, you know, when the nerves are high, where somebody doesn't try to do just a little too much sometimes.
Yeah, maybe just one quick three in a possession by Hannah Steimer, but it was open.
Right, yeah.
That's as close to a bad shot as I can think of. Missed them both from the free throw line, so still 19-9 with 6:50 to play in the half. But Concord, and look at Barrett just following Steinberg and everywhere. Committed to that defensive role. Everyone else playing great D also. And Thora is, like we mentioned, sagging off of the whole play because she's back there as the one-person zone down there blocking shots and defending the rim. And not hasn't proven to be much of an offensive threat. So Steinberg hands it over to Deutschman on the left wing. She's had almost all the points except for that triple by Steenbergen at the end of the first quarter. Steenbergen drives into a double team, tries to split the defense, knocked away, and then stolen back by Steenbergen, and then knocked away by Concord. It'll go out of bounds, last touch by the Yellow Jackets.
Sure, that pass sometimes gets through, but it does not get through when C.C. Barrett's around.
Steenbergen, as Steimer falls down on the defense, they get it to not force her to shoot, and she misses everything. Thorez could feel comfortable maybe laying off of her as Concord gets a loose ball, and Brady Lehman brings it up the floor against an aggressive Ruby Knott defending Lehman. Left wing now up to the top for Haley Steimer. Back to Lehman. She'll fire another triple. She's got a couple now. That one missed. Rebounded by Knott, and she's stuck in the backcourt with the basketball. Can't dribble. Has to get it away to Knott. Good pass. Lehman chasing the play, though, knocks it away, and near steal by Concord as Ruby Knott was on the run. Didn't see that Lehman hit her on the afterburners to knock it away from her. Brady Lehman must have had, I think we had her for 6 or 8 steals on Wednesday. Here she is again, ready to add to that number.
Yeah, and she might not get credit for that one, but that's going to be in their minds.
And on the inbound, it's knocked away, and Concord comes up with a loose ball from C.C. Barrett. We'll get a foul against Byron Center, and it's going to go against number 30, and that is Audra Captain. Captain's going to go get a break. Into the game for Zion is Abby Van Houten, 5'9", junior forward.
6 fouls now on Zion Christian as a team. Two for Concord. Sorry, Steve.
No problem. Lehman feeding down to Thorez in the double team. Gets the shot up anyway. Missed Barrett. Nearly the offensive rebound, but it will go to Knott. Steenbergen will get it, and no rest for her as Barrett and Haley Steimer chasing her in the backcourt. She does get it over the timeline. Fires one down to the cutter, and that was Deutschman trying to go to the basket. And passes a little high. She almost made a great catch down there, but it will go out of bounds, and it'll be Concord ball.
And look at, you talked about how C.C. Barrett doesn't even look like she's cracking a sweat. Steenbergen, on the other hand, she's huffing and puffing.
Yeah. Lehman brings it up to the left wing for Concord. Start the offense. Starts to work to the middle. Now hands up to Hannah Steimer on the left wing. She goes all the way over to the right wing. As Barrett emerges at the top, Steenbergen with a steal. And she's got the breakaway and makes the layup. And the stalemate ends 19-11. We've been at that 19-9 mark for a while. 4:50 to play here, first half. Concord leads it by 8 with the ball. Barrett looking for Lehman. And Deutschman comes out to pressure Lehman. Lehman now to Haley Steimer at the top. Drives to the right side into the elbow. Backs it out to Lehman, who drops it down to Torres on the block. Double team comes off to Steimer. Swings it over left to Hannah. She drives. Fakes a pass. Makes a shot. But they'll call her for a travel. She didn't need the pass fake. She was open.
Yep. That's where they say you always got to go in with the idea that you're going to shoot it. You can always change your mind and pass it. It's hard to do the other way around.
Full timeout for Concord right now, leading 19-11 back in 60 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow. High school basketball on
95.9 The Power Cow. Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, as Concord sets up full court pressure against the Mountaineers, trying to inbound from the baseline. They get it in to Captain. She's going to put it on the deck, dribbling up against Hannah Steimer. There she gets over the timeline, a screen there. A lot of contact, no call. Just a collision. Missed shot by Knott, rebounded by Ruby Knott, and her putback is good. 4-0 run here by Byron Center. 19-13, they trail Concord. 4:07 to play. Lehman coming over the timeline for the Yellow Jackets.
It feels like Concord's kind of dominating, but you look up and it's only a 6-point game.
Just 2 points in the second quarter so far for Concord. So a tighten up defense. There's a turnover. Deutschman running the break in traffic. Has it knocked away briefly. Gets it back. Tries to get it away to Deutschman. It's stolen away by CeCe Barrett. Looking to run for Concord. Gets it up to Lehman. Lehman on the right wings, picks it up down to Torres. Great pass and catch by Torres. Missed the shot, gets her own rebound. The putback goes up strong, draws the foul, and will go to the free throw line. You know, Torres' impact, again, in kind of how it was against Reading, is she's down there on the block. You gotta monitor there. You got to pay attention, because if she catches down there, could be a layup. On the other end, she's down on the block. You got to be aware of her, because if you drive, she can block your shot. And it just opens up everything else Concord does on the offense and defense. They can be aggressive because they know they've got that safety valve on defense. And on offense, they're so concerned about her on the block that the shooters end up with better open looks.
There's nothing more fun than being a good athletic guard or wing and playing defense, knowing that you can gamble, and if you miss, you have somebody back there protecting the basket.
Torres bangs in two free throws, and with 3:36 to play, Concord leads it 21-13. We're in the first half, second quarter. And that's Captain bringing up the floor. Picks up her dribble, goes left side for Deutschman, calling out the play. Now right wing for Captain. She's going to give it back to Deutschman. Coming around off a screen is Steenberg, and pump fakes for three. Now picks up the dribble in the lane. And offensive foul against Ruby Knott on a moving screen, it looks like.
Yeah. It's twice they've gotten them.
I thought we were going to have some call that play right in front of us coming down Steenberg and set a screen, and you just heard them bump and both moved and just kind of a oof noise. 3:18 to go in the half, and it's 21-13 Concord. Barrett to bring it up for the Yellow Jackets. Barrett, Hannah, and Haley Steimer, the Arbuckle, and Barrett makes a drive move. Oh, too strong off the window there. Got a good look, and that running one-hander just doesn't fall, but Barrett right back on the defense. They double Steenberg and get it away from her. She kind of tosses it away. Fortunately, only Deutschman able to get it. Now there's an open look for Knott. She fires. I thought she was going to be a liability offensively. Just knocked that one down from just a step inside the arc. Nothing but net, and 21-15. We got a game, 2:40 to play in the first half.
I think Concord will live with that. She has taken three shots. Two of them haven't come close.
Yeah. Barrett getting a couple screens. Again, Lehman on the bench. Hannah Steimer open three. Knocked it down.
They'll live with that, too, if you're Concord. You give Hannah Steimer open look.
And look at her near steal on the inbound. They'll call it off of Concord, but it was close. Hannah Steimer continuing to pressure. Lehman will come back in and give Barrett a breather.
Captain wants to turn this ball over, too. They're double-teaming Steenbergen.
2:17 to play in the half, and it's a 24-15 Concord lead, and they get it in to
it's coming.
Captain. Pocket picked. Hannah Steimer with the layup. Can't get it. And nice save by Deutschman to get it to Captain down to Steenberg, and knocked away from behind. Goes right back to her, though. Steenberg gets it away. Setting her feet, firing a triple. No good off of the fingertips of Captain. A rebound by Thoras. Concord comes away with a stop after 1:50 to play here. 24-15, Concord leads and with the ball.
Love to see Concord get this up to double digits before the half.
Arbuckle swings the left side. Steimer, guarded by Captain, goes right side. Haley Steimer. She puts it on the deck, hands off to Lehman in the backcourt. A couple steps behind the arc at the top, now moves over to the right wing. Floating it down to Thoras as the triple team comes. Everybody comes, all four of them. Long rebound to Arbuckle. Steimer for three again. Oh, it's halfway down. Haley Steimer rebounds, gives to Thoras. And a bucket. Them offensive rebounds. Great pass by Steimer just to give it to Thoras down on the block and say, hey, you finish it up by the rim. We get a Concord foul in the backcourt. Pressuring, and it's going to go against Brady Lehman. That'll be her first and the first in this quarter for Concord. Minute 10 to play, and 26-15 is the Concord lead.
That was the second time today when little sis, Haley Steimer, says, don't worry, big sis, I got your back. She's cleaned up a couple messes.
In the open court, a near travel by Captain. Instead, it's a good pass down to Knott. The shot's up, no good. Rebounded Lehman, and look how quickly she turns it the other way. Floater in the lane for Lehman. Got it, and a foul. It's going to be Steenbergen, I think.
Yeah, that's number two for her, too.
Fouls are really piled up for Byron Center here in the first half.
And Steve Lehman right there did just what we talked about a minute ago. She went in with the idea to shoot, and if they were going to pick her up, she'd pass, but never really fully committed to her.
Completes the three-point play from the free throw line for Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Thoras with a couple Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws as well. Quickly up the floor, Byron Center into some pressure, backing it back out. Steenbergen's got it at the top. Looked up at the clock to see what she's got. She'll pull up a triple short. It might have been touched by Thoras. They say no. Out off of Byron Center. It'll be Concord ball.
Well, how would you like to be shooting a triple and looking up and seeing Grace Thoras right in your face?
You thought you were going to be open. 29-15 Concord ball.
Coaches sometimes do that drill where they have a broomstick and they hold it up to get you used to some height. She's like a walking broomstick.
Yeah. Great length, and she's always seems to be with her hands up in the defense, like finds herself in the right spot.
Super smart.
There's Lehman getting past the defense, giving up the Steimer. They back it back out to Barrett, 16 on the clock, and a timeout from the Concord bench with 15.8. Probably going to draw something up here.
Love that timeout.
Stay tuned for the halftime coverage brought to you by Grass Lake Community Schools, your destination district in Jackson County. Brought to you by Booked Up Energy, Miami flavor today. That's my go-to these days, although Rocket Pop, it's kind of a tie. And if I'm being honest, I can't tell the difference too much. Just like them both.
So the white gummy bear is just kind of lost its position.
It's third place.
It's just on the bench. And if there's foul trouble, it gets to come in.
Sometimes just so I can do something different. There's also a sour gummy flavor that I'm okay with and could easily substitute in as a six-man.
Hey, back to hoops. 15.8 seconds to go in the half, up 14. I love that timeout by Arshon Parker telling his team, let's just get one. Worst case, we're up 14 at the half.
Yep. 11 seconds, Barrett out on the wing, and they're kind of giving her some space. They give it up to Hannah Steimer, back to Barrett, open for three, doesn't take, drives in, floater short, got a good look at it. It's going to go out of bounds and stop with 0.9 seconds left, and they're going to say last touch. Off of Byron Center. Couldn't squeeze the rebound, or it was at least partially blocked on the shot. And it goes out of bounds.
8.9. This has to go to Torres right here, right?
It might. Lehman has kind of passed it into traffic. Quick shot up. Barrett got it! Catch and shoot with 9/10 of a second left. Just popped out just a step inside the arc. Little fadeaway. Nothing but net. And Concord leads it 31-15 at the half. Oh, Concord throughout the first half. Great defense. Offense looked good. They got in a little low to start the second quarter. Went about 4 minutes with only 2 points, but they turned it right back on. And with 17 first half points, and what's that make it? 16, 15 second half? 14?
Second quarter, yeah, 14.
Yeah, yep. Matched it up there, 31-15, the halftime score for Concord. Let's take a three-minute break, and we'll come back and look at those numbers more closely. Concord Yellow Jackets on top at the half on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Spring cleanup is easy when you have the right equipment from Performance Automotive Northwest. From John Deere lawn tractors, mowers, and the parts and accessories you need to keep them moving. Also steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and trimmers. Plus Husqvarna weed trimmers and Honda mowers. Yard work becomes less like work.
Get your lawn mowers and tractors ready for spring with their John Deere Ready to Mow mobile service. And blade sharpened at Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road by Meyer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
You've created a cool indoor retreat. Now let Carrier provide the quiet, efficient cooling you can depend on all summer with a range of innovative cooling solutions to deliver premium comfort and energy savings. Carrier, turn to the experts.
At Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, we're proud to celebrate 60 years of keeping your home comfortable. For six decades, our community has trusted us to deliver reliable service, and we want to take a moment to say thank you. Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, your trusted neighbor for 60 years.
Lammers.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership up.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here. 31-15, Concord leads. Byron Center, Zion Christian. Out-of-town scoreboard coming all the way from Dansville. And at the half over there, Ipsy Arbor Prep 15, Lumen Christie 14. A one-point game at halftime there. That's exciting. Arbor Prep led at 13-8 at the end of one. Titans held them to just 2 points in the second quarter. So that was
tightening up the defense.
Yeah, thanks. It's all about puns on the broadcast tonight. Our halftime coverage, of course, brought to you by Grass Lake Community Schools, your destination district in Jackson County. And Brian's got the numbers, 31-15. What did Byron Center get done?
Well, Byron Center had Sam Deutschman come right out of the get-go with six quick points, but she finished the half with six. Jada Steenbergen, who's their stud point guard. They held her to just 5. And then the Knott sisters, Ruby with 2, Sadie with 2, and their cousin Slip had 0.
Oh, I like their berry farm. How about Concord to get out to a 31-point advantage?
Well, Concord had Haley Steimer with 2. Hannah Steimer with 6, pair of triples. CeCe Barrett was doing everything on defense and offense with 7 points. Brady Lehman, 8 points leading the way, and Grace Torres with 7. So good balance there.
Yeah, I said a 31-point advantage, but a 31-15 advantage. But 31 points is a nice number when we've been seeing finals in 30-point totals, 38-37 in overtime for Byron Center to beat Climax Scotts in their regional final. So 31 is a big number, and I think Byron Center is going to be hard-pressed to score enough in the second half to close this gap because the Concord defense has been dominating.
Yeah, I mean, like we said, CC Barrett has been all over Steenbergen, and the Steimer girls have been picking pockets. Brady Lehman does her thing, and like I said earlier, you get by them, Grace Torres is there to just clean up any mess.
Yeah, and I think that's as much as you see teams definitely factor Grace Torres into their game plan. Concord is satisfied for anybody on the floor to score at any time. They're sharing the ball well. Some of the passing tonight has been spectacular. Definitely evident of a team that makes it into the quarterfinal. Brady Lehman, an excellent passer. Both Steimers have had great feeds, and CeCe Barrett sees the floor really well, too.
Yeah, and it looks like sophomore Haley Steimer's kind of at the moment, as a sophomore, just kind of more that gluey girl, just doing some of the extra things. But those other four starters, Hannah Steimer, Barrett, Torres, and Lehman, it could be any of them. Like, it wouldn't surprise any Concord fan or us if one of them goes off for 24 or just big balance, as they have right now.
Yeah, so right now, all Concord, they look in control, 31-15 the lead. Let's take another 3-minute commercial break here at the half. When we come back, we'll get the second half started. Concord 31, Byron Center 15, here on 95.9 The Power Cow, online at 959thepowercow.com.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Haley Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Haley Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Haley Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the ALRO team. ALRO Steel and ALRO Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At ALRO, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and bright walls and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings,
And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Oh, man, great experience as always in the postseason here. Byron Center, we mentioned maybe 100 kids total in the school, but they might all be here tonight, and they gave a huge ovation to the team that just came out of the locker room.
Yeah, I think there's one home with the flu and one had to stay home and take care of the dog, but the rest of them are here.
Byron Center, Zion Christian with the ball, trailing 31-15 out of the break. Coming out with the starting lineup on the floor. And right, Deutschman right to the right wing. It's a high post for Knott. She has to turn and face up. Almost knocked away. Now backs it back out to Deutschman. Handing off to Steenberg and chased by CeCe Barrett as she was all the first half. And now beating to the wing and missed the catch and stolen away by Brady Lehman. Capitalizing on the miscue. And that was just a little missed catch by Kenley Duzma. And Brady Lehman capitalized, 33-15 Concord on the fast break layup. Deutschman going right into the paint and switch pivot feet to turn and pass it back out, and another turnover right away for the Mountaineers. And Concord with the ball back.
Sonny Brady Lehman has an innocent look about her, but there's nothing innocent about her defense. She's a thief.
She takes the ball out by the Beavers logo here at Harper Creek High School. Again, halftime brought to you by Grass Lake Community Schools. Our third quarter brought to you by Concord Community Schools. Down to Thora's on the block, triple team, and she does turn it over. But I guess if you're going to commit 3 to 4 defenders to one player, you may end up getting some turnovers out of that.
Well, Steenberger's kind of lucky she didn't get a foul reach in there.
There's a knockdown jumper by Deutschman, long two-pointer.
We learned Deutschman is really good for a couple minutes to start each half.
Based on one half.
That's well, what we know
two.
About her.
Lehman moving over to the right wing for Concord. 33-17. Her Yellow Jackets lead goes around a Thora's screen. Gets out to Barrett. High post Thora's. Back out to Barrett. Thought about the three. Now back down to Thora's. Moves quickly against the double team. Gets it off the window, but too strong and rebounded by Thora. Or Thora. Not. Not rebounded by Thora's, but rebounded by Not. All right, that was bad.
No, I don't mind it.
Mishandled by Duzma. Stolen away. Brady Lehman picks up the loose ball. No number, so she'll slow it down and set up the half court here for Concord, leading 33-17, 6:06 to play. Third quarter for Concord Community Schools. Small school, big opportunities. And trying to feed Thora's on the block. It's knocked away out of bounds. Last touch, Zion. And Concord will keep it. Lehman inbound here from the baseline.
You'd think you could just lob it right up to Thora's. Nobody would stop that.
They lob it into the backcourt instead for Barrett. She'll set up the half court set for the Yellow Jackets. Thora's in the high post, now backs it in low. Hannah Steimer into the corner for Lehman. Fakes it out, drives baseline, floater, good.
Nice touch.
I don't know if we saw her turn to that floater as often in that first that game on Wednesday, but right now it looks devastating because she's able to penetrate. And a timeout quickly from the Mountaineers bench. They didn't come out and shoot at all in the halftime before they started again, and already needing a 60-second timeout. We'll take a minute break. 35-17 Concord on 95.9 The Power Cow. We'll take a...
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Mm-hmm. Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Captain takes the inbound for the Mountaineers, working against Hannah Steimer, who's pressuring and had a near knockaway there and an attempted handoff in the corner. And again, they're going to get an offensive foul call. And that'll go against Captain. They've done that about two or three times this game, Brian, where they try to hand off and then the passer would turn into a screener and they've just kind of leaned that hip into the defender, and the officials have called it several times.
Yeah, and that again, it goes because Captain's having to handle the ball because of the job Barrett's doing on Steenbergen.
Haley Steimer in the corner gets off to the top. Lehman open for a triple, gets it halfway down. Dora's offensive rebound. Putback no good. Next chance no good. And this time, though, a foul. And Grace Thorez comfortably going again to the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. Always on timer, you don't pay a dime.
Thorez 3-for-4 tonight and looks really good too.
Yeah. Confident stroke. Not a lot of moving parts, easily repeatable. Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. I know, don't sleep on the heating, because I know we've had a couple warm days today included, but might even be some snow in the forecast later this week.
Right. Glad we're getting out of here.
That furnace is still going to have to work, yeah. Deutschman to pass it in. Nobody taking it as they double-team Steenbergen on the inbound. They do get up the floor to Ruby Knott. She drops it down for a cutting Captain. Pass too high and out of bounds. Turnover again for the Mountaineers. 37-17. Push the lead out to 20. Starting to feel like that Reading game felt on Wednesday, Brian.
Yeah, Zion Christian just looks lost right now. They're going to a little trap here.
Lehman dribbles off the defender's foot. Gets up to Barrett. They're going to get close to a 10-second count. Steenbergen a near steal, and it's going to go out of bounds underneath our table, I think. And disappearing. They found
it. It's a magic trick. The only thing C.C. Barrett hasn't done is found the basketball under the table.
4:50 to play in the third here for Concord Community Schools. Small school, big opportunities. Lehman on the right wing, down to Thorez on the block. Double team comes. She passes away to Barrett at the high post. She gets a step drive to the basket. Is off the window and no good, and rebounded by Zion. And let's hope Thorez is okay. She's slow to get up. And running off maybe a rolled ankle. And now she's going to, looked like she was going to run up the floor, and now she's going to make her way to the bench. We did get a timeout from Concord, and so yeah, the trainer, look at that. That's, you don't like that if you're Concord, to have Thorez go out with a ankle. Turn ankle doesn't necessarily have to keep you out of the game forever, but she was in enough pain that she did feel like she wanted to go to the bench.
It looks like she might be pointing over at her knee, but I think maybe she just hit the deck hard. She did fall, and coming from 6'2".
I feel like I can see a bruise from here, actually, Brian. 4:24 to play, 37-17 Concord. We'll see if the Mountaineers can take advantage of some time without Thorez in the game. Steal attempt by Haley Steimer, and Deutschman into the free throw line. Jumper no good. Rebound battle, and it looks like a jump ball tie-up. Ruby Knott thought she had it. Jump ball arrow will go to the Yellow Jackets. So they get out of there without giving any points up. And it is the trainer is working on the knee over there for Thorez. Concord in the backcourt against some pressure. Barrett back and forth with Lehman. Gets away from the trap, down to Steimer. Hannah on the drive, backs it back out. Now to the top for Lehman. Kind of resets. Barrett spins to Hannah. Steimer in the corner, miss. Haley Steimer getting the long rebound, gives it to Lehman. She looks to drive, backs it out to Barrett. Barrett to Haley Steimer. Pump fakes the shot. Now gives it back up to Barrett, who will dribble out. 3:45 to play in the third. And C.C. Barrett's going to move it away and kind of reset for Concord. Lehman takes it off the dribble. Back out to Hannah Steimer on the wing. Skip pass to Haley on the right wing. Gives it up to C.C. Barrett. Back out to the top for Lehman. And 3:30 on the clock, and Concord will back it out again. Ruby again, not coming off the pressure.
How about this patience again, Steve?
Lehman gets a step all the way into the lane. Can't finish, but another offensive rebound. Arbuckle pulls it out. She's going to draw a foul. It's going to go against Deutschman. And that'll be her third. 13 foul here in the second half. Again, Concord has not been called for many fouls. And good to see Thora's up and walking around again and maybe feeling all right. And there's, I wouldn't be surprised if Barrett was slow to get up on that one. Trying to go baseline, gets hip checked. And that'll be the fourth team foul against Byron Center. And the second one against, that is, go against Duesman.
Yeah.
Duesma. There's a back cut. Stimer to Stimer. Cannon with a floater. Nice job, the Stimer connection. 3:07 to play in the third. 39-17 Concord, and the Mountaineers need a full timeout. We'll keep it here. 3:05 again to play, and I'll look for an update. Right now, Ipsy Arbor Prep leading Lumen 21-18 at the end of three over there, so our third period is taking a little longer than theirs. 3-point lead.
Boy, that kind of game with that kind of score, just first team to make a 6-0 run might be in control.
That's a defensive battle for certain. We've got a 39-17 lead here for the Yellow Jackets, and you can tell, at least on that offensive set without Torres in there, that Concord was a little more pressed, but still very patient. That didn't go away, and like you said, during one of the timeouts, Brady Lehman is so under control and efficient that she and the other players on the team just look like they know what they're doing. And all right, we've played without Torres before. Let's, you know, we know what to do.
It's funny.
No
who,
bad shot.
Who needs Torres when you had little Haley Stimer in there getting a rebound off of all people?
She's had
just about a foot different.
She had three offensive rebounds tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
At least. So definitely playing her role. Thora's staying on the bench right now with a big lead. 39-17 for Concord. Tied at 21 over at Dansville. Lumen and Ipsy Arbor Prep there in Division III game. Winner here tonight goes to the Breslin Center on Thursday, 5:30. Somebody will be there. We'll let you know what network to listen to. 2:58 to play. Out near, here in the third quarter, excuse me, for Concord Community Schools. Deutschman working at the top against Hannah Steimer. Now left side for Steenberg. And she's going to dribble all the way out from the corner to the right wing. Hands off there to Deutschman. Off the run to the middle. Backs it out. And a dribble drive from there for Duesma. She backs it back out. Now gives it up to Ruby Knott. Coming around the top. Near knockaway there by Lehman. Caught by Deutschman. And Steenbergen coming across the top. Looking for Deutschman on a cut. Into a double team. Knocked away.
Loose guess
ball
who?
Seized by Barrett.
Guess who?
Left side, Hannah Steimer open for three. Fires. Hit!
Guess who again?
Hannah Steimer. 3-point specialist. She's having a nice offensive night all over the floor with two to play in the third. A 42-17 Concord drubbing underway here.
What a team playing all to their roles, all to their strengths. Every girl out there just doing what they do.
Steenbergen in the corner looking to drive baseline against Barrett. Pump fakes. Kind of tied up. Backs it out, and Captain looking for somebody from the wing. Can't even really back it up. Risky pass does get to Steenberg, and she's going to dribble into the wing. Fires up a triple. No. Goes out long, and look at that box out by Hannah Steimer. She doesn't get the rebound, but she knocks it to Barrett, and Concord back in business on the offensive end. 87 seconds to play in the third. 42-17 Yellow Jacket lead.
If you're from Concord, don't have plans Thursday around 5:30.
You have to take off a little early. There's that traffic up there in East Lansing. There's a screen and a drive by Barrett. Past the defense. Gets the shot up, missed it, but draws a foul. That's five team fouls in the third here for Byron Center. I think that's been another one of those where if you're a Byron Center fan, you're saying, you know, that we've gotten way more foul calls than them, but it's not a time where it looked like Concord's getting away with anything. They just haven't been committing fouls.
Yeah, 14-3 right now, yeah. By the way, for the game.
Barrett gets one from the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. And 43-17 is our score. And Van Barrett. Second one rolls around and goes in. She got a shooter's roll on two of them, 44-17. If you'll recall, 17 was Concord's total after one.
Yeah.
Byron Center's gotten there, and we're almost out of time here in the third. 61 seconds to play. And Ruby Knott trying not to turn it over. And there's a near steal by Hannah Steimer in the backcourt on Captain. They get it to Deutschman. Steenbergen coming off a screen, feeding a pass down, and it goes off the rim. Deutschman comes over and saves it, fires up a triple herself. Too long, rebounded Lehman, looking to run. Lehman's almost always the first one down, but it was one-on-four break, so she wisely pulls it out.
Good senior leadership. Oh, wait, nope, she's a sophomore.
Gets a screen at the top, right wing now, looking into the lane, nothing there. Drives on her own, gets a step, gets on with the floater, too high off the glass. Rebound attempted by Concord, but goes out of bounds off of the Yellow Jackets, and Byron Center will get the bucket, basketball back with 20.1. Trailing 44-17 in the third quarter for Concord Community Schools.
If you're Concord, not only are you happy about the ensuing win that we're about to see, and I know some people might say, don't say that yet, but you're also probably going to get a lot of girls into a quarterfinal game.
Yeah.
It'll be nice just for their life to say, yep, I played in a quarterfinal game.
Athletic director Matt Lehman will have to start making travel plans to East Lansing. Feeding to Steenberg, and 5 seconds on the third quarter clock. She's at the elbow. Had Deutschman for a minute. Now forces one up. Gets it to go. A force-up fader at the buzzer, and they get to 19 before the end of three. They still trail big. 44-19, Concord leads after three. We'll take a 60-second break and play the fourth quarter on 95.9, the Power Cow.
We can all think of a successful business, and we know that those businesses have a comprehensive plan. Let County National Bank Wealth Management help you put together a comprehensive plan for your life. Whether that's leaving money to children or to a charity or traveling wherever you want, come meet with us, and we can help you plan, prepare, and prosper throughout your life.
Spring cleanup is easy when you have the right equipment from Performance Automotive Northwest. From John Deere lawn tractors, mowers, and the parts and accessories you need to keep them moving. Also steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and trimmers. Plus Husqvarna weed trimmers and Honda mowers. Yard work becomes less like work. Get your lawn mowers and tractors ready for spring with their John Deere Ready to Mow mobile service. And blade sharpened at Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road by Meyer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes. We still got 8 minutes to play here. Concord up 44-19. It's 17 points at the end of one. Byron Center finding points hard to come by, and it's been really the defensive plan to keep the ball out of Steenbergen's hands, and CeCe Barrett has taken that on. And always fun when you see one of your best defenders take on that challenge of guarding the other team's best player. And there's because of that kind of pressure, pass goes over to Steenbergen and out of bounds off of her hands. Unforced turnover by Concord.
Steenbergen was just going to try to go before she even caught the ball.
Yeah, I say unforced by Concord, but it's forced by the fact that the defense they've been playing all game. Zion's got that kind of, I got to do it fast or I can't do it at all, because Concord's in every passing lane. Left wing for Hannah Steimer.
Dora's back in the game for Concord. That's good to see.
Yeah, just to give her a little run and make sure, test that knee out tonight. She looks unfazed. Lehman's going to penetrate, backs out to Barrett, wide open for three, fires off the heel, long rebound, and Dora's nearly got it. It's going to go out, though, off of the Mountaineers, and Concord will keep it.
And if you're Concord here, Steve, you don't even have to shoot it again if you don't want to.
7-10. Hannah Steimer feeding Thoras on the block. Double team comes, gets it out to Lehman eventually in the corner. Driving baseline, goes all the way through the lane, backs it out to Hannah Steimer. Back to Brady Lehman in the corner. Dribbles in and backs it out to Steimer. Top of the key, left wing for Barrett into the corner. Haley Steimer. She makes the penetration move out to Hannah Steimer. Lehman feeding Thoras on the block into the double team. She gets it up anyway and scores it. So Grace Thoras back into the game and running comfortably, it appears. And 46-19, our score. Concord comfortably in front with 6:30 to play. Ready to head out to East Lansing for a trip to the semifinals.
The Concord fans that are superstitious are mad at us that are saying this, but if you're watching, it's going to happen.
The greatest or the greatest quarter in girls basketball Division IV history from the Byron Center Zion Christian.
And the way you have Brady Lehman out there leading the way, taking care of the ball, that's, you just feel confident.
Gets a screen from Barrett. Runs her off the screen well. Back out to Barrett now. To Torres on the block. Double team comes late. Skips it across to Haley Stever. Back out to Lehman. Back down to Torres in a double team. Squeezes it across the lane to Hannah Stiver. She shoots a jumper and drops it. 48-19. Pushing it to a near 30-point lead for the Yellow Jackets. 5:42 to play, fourth quarter.
Nice dish by Grace Torres.
Captain heads down to the wing now for the Mountaineers. To the top for Deutschman, looking for Steenbergen. Makes a move into the lane, loses it. Lehman, the thief, steals, gets the loose ball finally. Throws it up the floor for Haley Steimer. She dribbles past the defense. Excuse me, that is Hannah. She left her floater short, rebounded by Duzema. And now gives it up to Steenbergen, getting up the floor. Ruby Knott's going to make a drive. Too strong, rebounded Deutschman, turns around, fires, and it goes. 21 now for Byron Center. I did an update from Dansville, and Ipsy Arbor Prep leading by two with three to play. Lumen ball. Defensive struggle over there. Over here, the Concord offense on fire as Hannah Steimer misses one, but another offensive rebound by Haley. She gives it up to Lehman, who makes a great catch at the top. Keeps it from being a turnover, turns it into a floater for two and a 50-21 lead with 4:27 to play.
I think Steinbergen wants this night to be over.
It's probably going to be haunting for a while.
Just a junior, though. She'll be back.
Yeah. Well, travel call on the other end against Captain. A timeout from the Byron Center bench. We'll keep it here. Thank you again to some of our sponsors, including our free throw sponsor, Espen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, always on time or you don't pay a dime. Concord Community Schools, small school, big opportunities. Some of our all-season sponsors, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Time Coffee, Softwater, AeroQuip Credit Union, will be Transmix, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Alro Metals and Plastics, Fuller's Chem Dry, and of course, Bucked Up Energy, the official energy drink of our broadcast, and Miami flavor tonight, Rocket Pop. Actually, this is my second one of the day. I try to only need energy once a day, but one in the morning and one in the evening when I got to stay up late and bring you exciting high school basketball coverage, and it looks like I might need one for Thursday afternoon.
Probably a good thing I'm just your partner and not your father, because I'd be telling you that two of those, Steve, for you, I don't know that you need two.
The good news, though, is no calories, no sugar, no artificial colors, and clean energy from Bucked Up Energy, so I don't even feel bad about two. I might have another one tonight. Oh, no, I do have to go to bed.
Just to spite me.
Dad.
Well, Steve, I think Coach Arshon Parker has done everything right today. Let's see, with 4:13 and a 30-point lead, I'm going to get out my starters here in the next 30 seconds, too. Just, you don't want any sprained ankles or anything stupid.
Yeah. You got Thora's back out to kind of test the knee. She seems to be fine.
Yep.
Barrett has it now, gets beat. Defender calls for help. And Haley Steimer throws a jumper, runs in the family. Haley knocks it down a baseline J, and it's a 31-point lead for Concord.
All right, they're under the four-minute mark, up 31. Let's go.
Arbuckle at the table getting set to check in. Steenbergen gives it up to Ruby Knott, has to come back and get it. About four steps outside of the arc. You know, down 30, and you got Coach Derek Foltis for Byron Center over there, still coaching his heart out. Handing off Ruby Knott, and there's a drive all the way to the bucket, blocked. Can't blame Duzema for thinking she was open, but Grace Thora is doing what she does and blocking a shot at the rim. They get it into her in the block, turns and jump hook, soft touch in the paint for Grace Torres. And 54-21, another Concord check in. Maya Barrett will be taking the floor here soon. Just need the stoppage of the clock. Ruby Knott hands off to Steberg, and Astora has kind of lost her footing. And maybe I get her out of there. I call a timeout and get her out.
Yeah. Don't even wait for the dead ball.
Hannah Steimer on the wing. Backs it out to Lehman. Back to Steimer. Wide open. She might as well try for another one. That one goes a little long off the heel. Rebounded on the run. And there's Deutschman taking it all the way in and getting it. I like Brady Lehman on that one. Kind of made sure she was there but didn't foul. 2.5 to play. 54-26. Concord leads it. Double team trapped here and throws it off the defender's foot. Keeps it. I feel like we saw Barrett do that on Wednesday. Just a smart play when the defender's there by the sideline. Throw it off their foot and give you a chance to pass it in again.
So Steimer and Thoraz are going to get a well-deserved break.
Call it a night for them. 2:25 to play, 54-26 when they go out. Haley Steimer still in, Brady Lehman, CeCe Barrett, Arbuckle, and Maya Barrett on the floor now for the Concord Yellow Jackets to finish this one out. Looks like Ipsy Arbor Prep leading by 5 late over there in Dansville.
And that kind of game, 5 points seemed like 15.
Yeah. Barrett coming across to the top left side now. Lehman. And a little four corners. Really two-person game out here just trying to run the clock down. Steenbergen comes out to defend. Barrett will dribble away from her. Minute 51 to play. Barrett continues to now penetrates. Now backs it back out. Skips it across to Brady Lehman. Lehman puts it on the deck. Minute 40. Back to Barrett. Killing some clock here. Again, the winner here takes on the winner of a game between 25-1 Ewan Trout Creek and 25-1 St. Ignace. St. Ignace ranked number one on the MHSAA rankings. Concord coming in at number eight, so it's not as though they're nowhere to be found. And they'll move on to 22-4 on the year. And a couple substitutions, including the junior Sadie Knott going out of the game, as well as Kenley Duzma to turnover and a layup at the other end, left-handed for Byron Center, missed by Captain, rebounded by Lehman, and she's on the run, looking to kill this last 74 seconds. With a 54-26 Concord lead. And Arbuckle screening for Lehman as she runs back and forth here on the perimeter. Now they'll come to double. She gives it up to Arbuckle. Arbuckle scoops it back to Lehman. 54 seconds. 54-26 the score. And now they're going to foul.
Yeah, he just wants to get in a sub.
Yep. With Anna Toonstra set to check in, a junior guard for Byron Center. And that gets junior Audra Captain to the bench. Good ovation from a capacity crowd here for Byron Center. Like I mentioned, the whole school district for Zion Christian here tonight, it appears. Every student from all grade levels, if we had to guess. Pretty close anyway.
It's funny, Coach Parker is finally feeling confident. He's like, okay, I think we got this one.
Inbound goes into the backcourt. And I'll try to get some names in here as much as I can. Rachel Rundle. There was Reagan Mell. Also on the floor, Gabby Herzberg. Cutting down Delaney, taking a pass in the corner is Delaney Colburn. And they get it to the block for Arbuckle, making a move. No, I'm sorry, that is Jessica Clouser making that move and missing the shot, but we got everyone's name on at least here with 18 seconds.
All of them got a touch.
Yeah. Byron Center turnover and chance for a steal there, but out of bounds. Last touch on Concord. And it's going to be Rachel Rundle who knocked it out. 37 seconds left. Lumen's down by three as Concord a near steal. Ruby Knott gets it out on the floor, falling down and spinning around. That's traveling. Jump ball call. That was Sonia Ibima. 4.8 to play. It's Concord ball 54-26 on the jump ball call. And we'll wrap this one up. 54-26 Concord will be our final. Holding it, and Concord moves on to the state semifinals. Final four appearance for the Yellow Jackets. 54-26 our final here. Let's take a two-minute break, and we'll come back and get the numbers and wrap things up from Harper Creek High School. Concord, 54. Byron Center Zion Christian, 26 in the state quarterfinals on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704 for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
Need plastics? Aural Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Aural Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at aural.com/plastics.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership up.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the postgame here, 54-26. Again, the final. Concord with the victory. They go to the Final Four at the Breslin Center Thursday, 5:30 tip-off time or scheduled tip time. And we're still waiting to get a final out of that game at Dansville. Lumen Christie was trailing by three with 37 seconds to play, so I'll get you that final as soon as we can. For now, Brian, let's go ahead and get the totals for the Mountaineers.
Okay, for the Mountaineers, the Knott sisters, Sadie and Ruby, both had a deuce. We had Jada Steenbergen with 10, and leading the way, Sam Deutschman with 12. So just four people in the score column, and two of them with two.
Yeah, it was tough. For points were tough to come by from Byron Center, and that's we'll talk about that as we discuss our player of the game in this one, because Concord's defense was really the story of the game. They shut down whatever Byron Center had planned to do. They didn't do it because that can't be have been their game plan for offense the way that it worked out tonight.
Yeah.
And Concord able to put up 54 as a high-scoring total for what we're seeing in other of these quarterfinal games. And just hot hands across the board. But let's get the Concord numbers, Brian.
Well, and only five in the scoring column for Concord, but what balance. We had Haley Steimer with four. Also giving her a little kudos for some of those offensive boards at 5'2" or whatever she is.
Yeah.
She was in the glass today. We had Hannah Steimer with 13, CC Barrett with 9, Grace Torres with 13, and Brady Lehman leading the scoring column for Concord with 14.
And that's it's kind of a quiet 14 for Brady Lehman, as we were kind of discussing. She's so efficient. She doesn't seem to ever force a shot. It always seems like a good shot. And I'll say that across the board for Concord tonight, and you kind of said it during the game. No bad shots. They really just, they are patient. They get open looks, and they get it out of their offense. And it's a great tool that they have Grace Torres down there to kind of take some attention on the offensive end. They're double, triple teaming her on the block, and that gives the shooter so much more space. And Hannah Steimer and Brady Lehman knocking down those jumpers. just the offense looked like it could do what it needed to or what it wanted to most of the game.
And I tell you what, if any of them care how much they score, they sure don't show it. Because that is an unselfish basketball team, at least with the games that we've watched. I'm not seeing anything that's showing that they don't mind being balanced.
Yeah. And, you know, it's we don't like to always give the player of the game the leading scorer, and tonight I don't think we're going to. C.C. Barrett has to be the player of the game. Throughout the game, putting the defensive lockdown on Steenberg, and for the most part, she got a couple buckets, but even, gosh, the last one she had was a kind of a tossed-up fadeaway that happened to go in as the timer was running out. So she just came down, played defense the whole way, defended, played up, you know, just was all over the court and looked impressive as heck tonight and athletic. And C.C. Barrett's going to be our player of the game.
Yeah, I tell you what, if you ask Steenbergen or Coach Derek Foltis who they're giving player of the game to, they're going to totally agree with you with C.C. Barrett.
And Ipsy Arbor Prep holds on to win 31-28, the final, eliminating the Lumen Christi Titans from the postseason. Must have been a heck of a matchup. So if you want to catch that replay, you'll be able to hear it at WKHM.com. Click on the high school audio, sports audio link, and should take you right there. This game will be up there as well if you want to hear this one again. And I'm sure there will be some Concord parents or people who were here tonight who can't wait to hear it again. A 54-26 dominating win for Concord, player of the game tonight. C.C. Barrett, any final thoughts, Professor?
Well, my final thoughts are congratulations again to the squad, the coaching staff. I'll tell you what, we haven't mentioned them. Mike Arbuckle, Chris Torres, and list Matt Lehman. I don't know, maybe he works with them at practice or something. But the coaching staff's doing a great job. I know there was one timeout where Coach Parker was just one-on-one with Grace Torres, and the other guys were taking the team in the huddle. And, you know, the assistants kind of don't get mentioned sometimes. But when you have a staff that you're comfortable, you know, saying what you want one-on-one with somebody while they're taking care of the timeout, you know, kudos to them, too. And the community, which I don't know how many times we're going to say it, but this is a community win, not just a team win. When you live in Concord, it feels that way.
Yeah, and I'll say this about the Concord staff. The Concord girls were here when I got here, on the floor, in their gear, out here shooting and playing, and as I said, working one-on-one with Grace Torres, with a couple coaches there. You had another coach down here working with some other girls. So it was just a whole team effort, and the team played great tonight, and they're going to move on to play at the Breslin Center on Thursday afternoon. And it looks like it'll be on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM. 101.5 FM as Concord, the last team from Jackson still playing, as Lumen Christi lost to Ipsy Arbor Prep tonight in a close one. So Concord gets the News Talk spot, and Connor Dockery will be on the play-by-play, and I may be there in the analyst chair. I'll have to get some tips from you maybe on the way home.
Well, I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, thanks again to all of our sponsors tonight, Concord Community Schools, Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, always on time or you don't pay a dime. Grass Lake Community Schools, and, of course, the sponsors who've been with us all year. You hear from them coming up on the close here. But, Brian, I think this is it for you. You're heading off to warmer temperatures and probably at least spending some of that time hopefully in a musty bar with a big screen TV playing NCAA tournament coverage.
I like the sounds of musty bar.
So maybe an umbrella drink to get you started. I always like to do that when I'm down in that warmer climate.
We can do this.
All right, sounds good. Well, thank you to Luke Moorhead back in the studio. For the Professor Brian Haynes, I'm Steve Boyle, and we'll talk to you next time.
Go Jackets.
Live coverage of high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow was brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Aero Quip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Performance Automotive Northwest, Bucked Up Energy, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Fuller's Chem Drive, East Jackson Community School, Napoleon School, Columbia School District, Hanover Horton School, and Lomar Machine and Tool.